The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The temple. Take care of the temple. I'm not speaking of a building made with hands either. When you believe the gospel and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. After Jesus cleansed the temple, the Jewish leaders demanded an answer to their questions, "What are you doing? And if God gave you authority to do this, show us a miraculous sign to prove it." John 2. "All right," Jesus replied, "destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." "What?" they exclaimed. "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you can rebuild it in 3 days?" But when Jesus said, "this temple," he meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this, and they believed both the scriptures and what Jesus had said. That was Jesus expressing the concept that his body was a temple. Listen to Paul's admonition to the church at Corinth about this concept. 1 Corinthians 6. "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never! Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." Folks, we reap what we sow. Here's a couple of passages that confirm that concept. 2 Corinthians 9, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Galatians 6, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." I recently overdid it, quite a bit actually, while working on a project for my daughter. It was an important and time-sensitive job, so I just kept pushing myself, pushing through the pain. My body was very sore for several days after that. I was hurting myself to the point of abuse. The conundrum is that I love my daughter and would do anything to help meet her needs. On the other hand, she loves me and doesn't want me to be in pain. I confessed to the Lord that I had overdone it, and I know He forgave me, and it definitely taught me a lesson, one which I share with you today. Of course, God is gracious and provides forgiveness when we repent and ask, and it's also a reality that some of the consequences of our actions are undeniable and sometimes permanent results, scars for life, and in some cases affecting others. Also, it's important to give our bodies a Sabbath. Take time to rest your body, mind, and spirit. Exercising your body is also very important, and God gives us wisdom to know and to have a balance between that exercise and rest. And we should make wise choices when it comes to the food and drink we put into these bodies. Not just the nutritional values, but the amounts that we take in. Most of us are creatures of habit, and some have addictive leanings. Well, I am one of those. For example, I remember when the soft drink Mountain Dew came out many years ago. I had easy and open access to a pop machine at that time, and it allowed me to drink that soft drink almost every day. I maintained that habit, actually, unfortunately, for my teenage years until my mid-30s. Now, for many of you, that would not be an issue. But for me, those calories added weight, inches to my waist, unhealthy, and the caffeine caused other problems. As we face choices every moment of every day, be aware of the fact that we're to be good stewards of what God has given to us. Ask for wisdom, and then be obedient to His voice. Listen to James 1. "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." When it comes to our body as the temple of the living God, Lord, give us a hunger for your word that will provide instructions for our lives. And may your Spirit give us wisdom to apply it to the choices we make and strength to do what we know is right. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.